daily for Halfway Day, the 28th of September, 2016. We're running out of this month really damn quick. So you got to pack all your September activities into it the next little bit as much as you possibly can. Hi there. We be the folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You know us from Facebook and Twitter? I assume you do, because you're here. Otherwise, you blindly stumbled upon us, and if so, hi, welcome. We're your Monday to Friday 15-minute-ish or so podcast, today being brought to you by, well, look at there, it's Saucy.
You are a naughty little boy.
What the hell did you do this time? Silence. It's good. It's good. Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
I suppose you think that was terribly clever.
Well, I did, but apparently I'm absolutely dead wrong. What happened, yo?
1858, Dante's comet, discovered by Giovanni Battista Dante, becomes the first comet to be photographed.
1928, Sir Alexander Fleming notices a bacteria-killing mold growing in his laboratory that will later become known as penicillin.
1950, the first made-for-television movie, Dinner Date with Death, in the UK is broadcast on the BBC.
1959, the Explorer 6 satellite discovers an intense radiation belt around the Earth and takes the first remote television footage of Earth's meteorological conditions.
1969, a meteorite falls over Murchison, Australia. Only 100 kilograms of the meteorite will later be found.
1980, the 13-part science documentary series Cosmos, A Personal Voyage, written and hosted by Carl Sagan, premieres on PBS.
1982. The New York Times reports that Atari has lost more than $310 million in only 3 months, and that Atari's El Paso plant is being converted into a recycling center.
1987. The science fiction TV series Star Trek The Next Generation premieres with Encounter at Farpoint. We started with Q, as we should.
2004, Saudi Arabia's highest religious authority issues an edict barring the use of cell phones with built-in cameras, blaming them for spreading obscenity.
Well, if done right. Also 2004, technology columnist David Doc Searles begins keeping track of how many search results are returned by Google for this new term called podcasts. His first search, the term had 24 results. By September 30th, 2,700 results. Now it's just like it's a gajillion dollars.
2006, the NASA Opportunity rover reaches the Victoria crater on Mars after having traveled a total of 5.7 miles over the course of its mission.
2008, the Chinese crew of the Shenzhou 7 safely returned to Earth aboard a reentry capsule. That makes China only the third country to successfully return three astronauts from space. Birthdays?
Mira Sorvino is 49, Romy and Michelle's high school reunion, Mimic, and Summer of Sam.
Janine Garofalo is 52, who was also in Romy and Michelle's high school reunion. Saturday Night Live, The Ben Stiller Show, The Larry Sanders Show, Reality Bites, Wet Hot American Summer, I love her.
John Sayles is 66, writer of Piranha, Alligator, The Howling, and The Spiderwick Chronicles.
Did not see that coming. No longer with us, born in the state in 551 BC, Confucius. No bad Confucius jokes now. Thank you.
1881, Pedro de Cordoba, Captain Blood, The Ghost Breakers, and The Mark of Zorro.
1901, Ed Sullivan with a really big shoe.
1909, Al Capp, writer, illustrator, creator of Little Abner.
1923, William Wyndham, Commander Decker in the original episode series The Doomsday Machine. He was also in Escape from the Planet of the Apes as the president.
1925, Seymour Cray, American computer scientist, founded the Cray Computer Company.
1935, Ronald Lacey, the Gestapo agent Major Arnold Ernst Thought in Raiders of the Lost Ark, the Bishop of Bath and Wells in Blackadder 2.
1937, Rod Rowdy, announcer for Soap and Price is Right.
1938, Ben E. King, of course from the Four Tops, but the voice of Audrey 2 in Little Shop of Horrors and Mother Brain in Captain N.
1943, J.T. Walsh, Sergeant Dickerson in Good Morning Vietnam, A Few Good Men, and Needful Things, also Dark Skies.
1952, Sylvia Christel from Emmanuel, Lady Chatterley's Lover, Private Lessons, Private School. Did I mention Emmanuel? Which I'm sure one of those is on Cinemax somewhere tonight.
Tonight on ABC, new episodes of The Goldbergs, Speechless, Modern Family, Blackish, and Designated Survivor.
CBS, It's a New Survivor, Criminal Minds, and Code Black.
New Blind Spot, Law & Order, Special Victims Unit, and Chicago PD on NBC.
Over on Fox, wow, it hasn't been canceled yet. It's a new Lethal Weapon, followed by Empire.
Tonight on the CW, new episode of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
On Freeform, it's Freaky Friday. I think it's the Lindsay Lohan one.
New Storage Wars on A&E.
AMC will be showing True Grit, the remake.
Tonight on Animal Planet, Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet.
Disney XD, Star Wars Rebels, again, even after last night? Crazy.
Quarry on Cinemax.
Comedy Central, The Good, New South Park, The Not So Good, A New Legends of Chamberlain Heights.
Smokey and the Bandit on CMT.
Food Network, and this is a bad idea. It's sausages from scratch on the worst cooks in America. Everyone's going to die.
New episode of Dual Survivor on Discovery Channel.
FX, Thor, The Dark World, followed by American Horror Story.
Thunderball on Encore.
FXX, just go with it, in a new You're the Worst.
I Love You Man on HBO.
IFC showing Happy Gilmore, followed by Documentary Now.
American Pickers on History Channel.
You will give me my documentary. Tonight on Sundance, it's a new episode of Gomorrah.
Betrayed on ID.
Sci-Fi Channel, it's a new Ghost Hunters and Paranormal Witness.
Tonight on National Geographic Wild, new episode of The Legend of McDodge.
Turner Classic Movies will be showing Naked Gun from the Files of Police Squad and Top Secret. Holy hell, that's going to be a good night.
Martin Lawrence, Doing Time, uncut on Showtime.
TV Land's got a new episode of Younger and Impastor.
Star Wars The Force Awakens on Stars.
But Lifetime Movie Network, Nicole and Mark got engaged, but his stepsister believes she has a claim on him and is willing to do anything to be his bride. Tamin Susrock and Ashley Newborough star in You May Now Kill the Bride.
No blasted lettuce today!
And of course not. Why would there be? We're at the halfway point of the week. People are busy doing things. Well, when you got a moment, feel free to drop us a note of any kind of topic you want. Saucy and I are known for our freestyling. We can handle any conversation at any moment. Ready? Watch this. Newtonian physics, Saucy, go. And that's the kind of discourse we bring. Drop a note, won't you please? It's podcast over at geekradiodaily.com. And we'll do that and more. Maybe some breakdancing, too.
The Flash Pulp Podcast. 3 to 10 minutes of fiction brought to you thrice weekly. Now it's 3 apocalypses in one.
Yeah!
Suffering from tough, stuck-on humans? Well, 20 hellish hours of suffocation in the all-encompassing web of Karwick the Spider God will get them right out. Too many brains lying around? The ravenous mouths surrounding zombie-fighting Ruby will quickly clean those up. Nosy neighbors? Infect them with the murder plague. And watch as they dissolve into paranoid maniacs bent on the preemptive assassination of their friends and family. Why stop at one end of the world when you can have all three? You can find them all at flashpulp.com or search for them on iTunes.
Hi, everyone. This is Ken Mader with the film Displacement, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Lord of mercy, that movie's all over the place, being shown in all kinds of little festivals and whatnot. It's good stuff. Welcome back to it. Halfway day. Time to hit the shops.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Serious, not so serious, tons of things. My long box today, from American Mythology Productions, Three Stooges, Red, White, and Stooge. This comes in three different covers, one with Moe, one with Larry, one with Curly. If you have to vote for somebody, you might as well make it a stooge. So in this comic, they're running for office, and whoever sells the most covers, Mo, Larry, or Curly, will become president in the story. So get ready for Curly as president, because no one's going to buy a bunch of Larry covers.
Josie and the Pussycats, number one, from Archie. They're back.
Good.
They're back.
I liked the movie quite a bit. It was a good time. From Dark Horse, Tarzan on the Planet of the Apes. Raised as brothers but separated by slave traders, Tarzan and his ape brother Caesar reunite when the war between man and ape takes them from the jungles of Africa to the center of the earth.
Adventure Time Comics number 3. The issue will feature stories headlined Detective Bubblegum, BMO, and Marcelin.
DC Comics Batman Beyond Rebirth number 1. 6 months have passed since Batman Beyond 16 and the destruction of Gotham City. They're rebuilding, but where the hell is Bruce Wayne?
Tomboy number 8 from Action Lab, Danger Zone. Henry discusses his theories on Rhinegrove Vigilante with Detective Audrey.
Also from DC Comics, Scooby-Doo Team-Up number 18 has Scooby teaming up with all the superhero dogs of the DC Universe. That includes Wonder Dog, that includes Ace the Bat Hound, that includes Crypto, that includes Nort, the dog Green Lantern.
Of Quest, Final Quest number 16 from Dark Horse. The invading human army lands, now all the elves must pull together to defend the ancestral home of the Wolf Riders.
IDW Publishing, Star Trek Waypoint number 1. This is going to be an anthology series to celebrate the 50 years of Star Trek. First story in there is a Next Generation story. The next one's an original series story.
Teen Titans Rebirth number 1, DC Comics. The Teen Titans are further apart than ever before until Damian Wayne recruits Starfire, Raven, Beast Boy, and the new kid Flash to join him to fight against his own grandfather, Ra's al Ghul.
Over at Marvel Comics, Star Wars number 23, and this one has a bunch of action figure variant covers where it looks like the packaging of action figures. The Rebels have pulled off the impossible. They've stolen a Star Destroyer, but why? To what end? Who's in charge? Han or Leia? It's wacky.
X-Files Origins number 2 from IDW. Before the FBI, before the X-Files, there were just two teenagers in search of the truth. On Martha's Vineyard, a young Fox Mulder investigates something strange happening on the island. While in San Diego, 13-year-old Dana Scully looks into the shocking murder of her teacher.
Also at Marvel, Web Warriors number 11, it's the final issue. Free for all, it's arachnids of all kinds of places, times, universes together in one, spinning webs and beating people up. So go buy comics. It's the right thing to do.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So there's a game called Firewatch that you would probably really be into, Saucy. It's a game, it's only about 4 hours long, but it's a first-person experience set in Wyoming's wilderness in the 1980s, and you're a fire lookout named Henry who uncovers clues in the wilderness about mysterious occurrences and a shadowy figure that seems to watch him from afar. Well now, that's being turned into a movie. Why not? It's the first of a deal of some new, smaller, unheard-of video games. Well, for most people, unheard-of video games. His only means of communication in the game was a walkie-talkie to his supervisor, Delilah, so what they're going to do with this, keeping it that, would be almost impossible. But I'd like to see something new and different from a video game movie.
So, the debate happened the night before last, and everybody's like, Hillary won, no Trump won, no blah, 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 blah. And some people are all like, oh, Trump has a sinus infection. He's going to die. And it's not.
Does he look okay to you?
I don't care. I would like to push forward an alternate candidate.
Okay.
Princess Bubblegum. She's qualified. She founded the city. She created the Gumball Guardians. She deals with the obnoxious lemon grabs. She's good with foreign affairs and domestic issues. Although, she does have some flaws. She wired, like, a whole bunch of people. Remember the episode where she had tapped, like, a whole bunch of people? And, like, people who had moved out of, like, the Candy Kingdom, she, like, bugged them so that she could see how the other leaders were doing things. There was that one video game where she, like, lied about her parents and, like, the dungeon. And it's just, she's pretty arrogant.
Until very recently, Earth was the only planet to exhibit tectonic and seismic activity. Now, Mercury has done that. Mercury, just a little bit bigger than the moon, has spent the last 4 billion years sort of broiling. Turns out it's geologically alive, according to a new analysis of high-resolution images taken near the planet's north pole in the final months of the MESSENGER mission. These images reveal tiny, numerous fault scarps, offsets in the surface that form as Mercury's interior cools and the planet's crust shrinks. This means that Mercury could have Mercury quakes, which means the Earth is not unique, just like we didn't think it was.
Amazon Video announced that they're going to pick up which three shows they're going to be picking up. They're definitely picking up The Tick. The pilot was 30 minutes of greatness. It was hilarious. They're also picking up the Jean-Claude Van Johnson. Oh, also, I Love Dick. Yeah, that one as well. There will be full seasons in early 2017.
NASA's Kennedy Space Center. It sits pretty much right on the ocean, which is a smart maneuver because if a rocket blows up, you know, have it fall in the water and not on people's houses and cities and roads and whatnot. Back in 2012, Hurricane Sandy slammed right around that area and caused a little churning and stuff around the NASA area. And they started wondering, well, what would happen if a storm like that really just came and hit us? And so they started doing some research and looking into it. And as it turns out, global warming has been occurring. And NASA is very, 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 very slowly sinking into the ocean. NASA knew that the spaceport's exposure to rising sea levels, hurricanes, and stuff might one day cause damage. They was absolutely concerned about it, but they wanted to launch over water to keep it away from everything. So, everyone, you got to stop using all these crazy things and burning up the environment because NASA is slowly sinking, and we want our ships to go into space as cool as it would be to have a sea lab. Underneath the water, the bottom of the sea. GRD is listed as a creative commons distribution, not commercial, non-derivative works, licensed through with a license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. It's a good time, and by God, you'll enjoy it. Go pick up the app. It's something you will love to have. And drop us a note at podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Sing, dance, do the instant jig, and we'll see you when we do.
Good night, everybody.
You are all weirdos.
Doesn't anyone know how to turn off the program when they leave?
No, it must not end like this.
This has been the saddest excuse for entertainment I've ever seen.
Piss off.
Well, folks, I am out of here.
The cosmos is all that is, or ever was, or ever will be. Our contemplations of the cosmos stir us. There's a tingling in the spine, a catch in the voice, a faint sensation as if a distant memory of falling from a great height. We know we are approaching the grandest of mysteries. The size and age of the cosmos are beyond ordinary human understanding, lost somewhere between immensity and eternity is our tiny planetary home, the Earth. For the first time, we have the power to decide the fate of our planet and ourselves. This is a time of great danger, but our species is young and curious and brave. It shows much promise. In the last few millennia, we have made the most astonishing and unexpected discoveries about the cosmos and our place within it.